Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. And this week, our sponsor is telescopes. You like the space, you like aliens, you think we're not the only people and or beings in the universe or universes. Go grab yourself a telescope, look up into the night sky, and see what you can find. If you can find something cool, hey, tell NASA about it. If you can't find something cool, don't tell them about it. But if you find something cool and you don't want to tell NASA about it, make contact. Just to be sure that we are positively not the only species in the whole universe.
Yeah.
So go grab yourself a telescope, our sponsor this week. Yep. Ryan, you believe in aliens?
Yeah, I believe in aliens.
All right, good. I'm glad, because there's no possible way they can just be us. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Speaking of no way, I'm going to give you some crazy Pittsburgh pit stop facts, which, I mean, really, that was an awful transition. But let's talk about Pittsburgh's top four wine bars to visit now: the Allegheny Wine Mixer, the Montgomery Bay Fish Grotto, the Bar Marco, and the Pittsburgh Winery. If you need to look those up, it's on WTAE. So look those up for CBS Local News, as well as Ben Roethlisberger's questioning the roughing the passer flags because there's just such a sheer volume of them that even quarterbacks are getting tired of them. And today's voter registration day. If you haven't registered to vote where you are located, do that so that you can vote for the upcoming elections and laws that are attempting to be passed. Be out there, vote, be part of the American people, really. And from there on, we're going to move on to the energy evolution, the power to feed the world. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right. It is on September 25th. From 5 to 7:30 p.m., it's at the Heinz History Center at 1212 Smallman Street in downtown,
downtown.
Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. Their website is https://downtownpittsburgh.com/events/event/promo.post-gazette.com.
Probably there's more as well, but I assume it's just .com.
Yeah.
So there's a new agricultural revolution underway, and this time it's in the Congregant with dramatic changes in the energy sector. The Post Gazette has assembled a distinguishing panel of experts to examine and evaluate these exciting developments.
Yep. What do you think of? I'm not really big into science and stuff, but what do you think of this? What do you think of this event?
Well, Ryan, first off, I'm a big guy for the whole energy revolution, green energy for the win here. I've been reading articles recently that say otherwise, but they're wrong. Let's just say that. I mean, of course, everyone's entitled to their opinions, and they are backed by science as well. But I just feel like the energy evolution, they have an energy revolution has a lot to give to the American peoples. So the power to feed the world with the energy evolution, I don't know. I just feel like it's a cool thing, because I assume there's going to be a lot of cool new agriculture practices, and you can probably make like your own farm and or something like that in the in your backyard.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I talked out of my butt there.
Yep.
A little bit.
My brother is actually, he got an agricultural degree from one of the colleges up in New York. I forget where he went to, though. Which is
the New York College of New York Agriculture? That's not really a college, but I'm making stuff up.
Monroeville?
Okay. I mean, I don't really know New York that well, but okay, cool. But I feel like it's going to be a cool thing, because if you can have agriculture be green as well as your energy be green, and you can have your agriculture fuel your energy, much like they're doing like algae for gas nowadays, because, I mean, it's a lot easier to get algae than to mine for oil. But anyway, so it's 5 to 6 as the Get Energized hands-on display, the Drew Matheson Center for Horticulture and Agriculture Technology, the Hilltop Urban Farms, and the Pit Moss. Those are all places that you can learn how to make your own little gardens. And, and who doesn't want a little garden in their backyard?
Yeah. It's very nice to have a garden out in your backyard. And no doubt you can grow plants, fruits, vegetables, what have you.
Exactly. And then you can have all those herbs and spices that Ryan is always talking about for his food.
Yep.
Who doesn't love a little tomato, right? I mean, you're a big fan of tomatoes?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Tomatoes and pickles. Well, I guess cucumbers that you can make into pickles.
Yep.
It's quality food for a quality time. And then you feel like you're doing something every day. For all those people out there who don't feel like they're doing anything except for their 9-to-5 arc, you can go plant a garden and have a grand old time eating the food that you've grown.
Yep.
It's like caring for a baby without, all the crying and getting up at 4 a.m.
Yep. And at 6 to 7:30 after that, there is a panel discussion.
All right, there we go. So if you want to have more questions for that for people who actually are experts and know what they're talking about, ask the questions. But I feel like it's a really cool event. And if honestly, like, I do really, really want to go. Like, all these events, like, come up, and, like, I want to go to them. I just won't. and I don't, cause mostly for transportation reasonings. But if you really want to go, and you're near, or you're just in the area on September 25th, go. Have a good time. Learn some stuff, and be part of the change that is and should be coming to the Earth.
Yep. And
it starts in Pittsburgh. Heck yeah.
Actually, that's starts in about 55 minutes.
Why is this on the thing? Yeah, it starts in 55 minutes. Okay, go. Run. Run. Get on your horses, your Prii or your Tesla. If you have a Tesla, though, wow, oh my gosh, good for you. Or any of your other cars and or public transportation. Get down there and ask the questions and learn things and tell me what it's all about. I can't get there in 55 minutes. I still have to do a radio show.
Yeah.
Why do we put this on here? We're usually about, like, I mean, like, we've done before, like, the day before, and that makes sense. But the day of, literally 55 minutes, Ryan, get your stuff together.
I'm sorry, man. It's like this came up.
Oh, man. I'm not going to complain because it's a good cause, and it's very good. So, again, if you are within the area in the next 55 minutes, you got to go down to the Highlands History Center, 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, 15222s. And from there, we're going to talk about the Beartooth. What is Beartooth? I'll tell you what it is. It's a band.
Yep. You always got to warn about the music, man.
Yeah, of course you got to know about the music. It's at Stage AE. If you don't know where that is, in the North Shore. If you need an exact GPS location, it is 400 North Shore Drive, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212. And it's pretty much right across from the ballpark and the Science Center. Maybe not the ballpark. No, you can get off the T at the station that you would get off to go to see the Pirates, and it would still be at the same place, yeah. And that's like, it's maybe like half a mile from the Science Center. But you're going to see some good music, and who doesn't love good music? Right, we can finally go to a concert. Oh my gosh, that you'll remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tomorrow, Beartooth, Stage AE, downtown. It is 6:30 to 9:30 tomorrow, so yeah, I have some time.
You have some time. Get your tickets. I assume the tickets aren't going to be terrible because, I mean, like, even though it came up, I can't imagine the Beartooth is going to be too much in the sense of, what do you all say, pricing. Go and read them the description, though, Ryan.
American hardcore punk band Beartooth hails from Columbus, Ohio, and was formed in 2012 by frontman Kale Shomo.
So it's even close in relevance of where they started. Wow.
Yeah. They signed to Red Bull Records in 2013. The band released its debut EP, Sick, in July of that year, followed by their debut of their full-length album, Disgusting, in June 2014.
All right. Well, there you go. And it's called The Disease Tour. It's tomorrow. The tickets are only $23. I assume if you get them at the box office, they're actually only going to be $23. But if you get them online, there's always like those $30 in shipping handling charges. So you're probably going to be looking to spend like, you know, $35, $40 for tickets. But that's not bad, considering that you're going to see some quality music and some live music at that. And just to give you a sense of who Beartooth is, let's go ahead and see their one of their top videos, just Disease, official music video. There you go. That's the tour is named after their hit song, newest song. Boom. Done. Go watch them. Yep. Listen. American hardcore. If you don't like punk, then don't go watch. But if you like punk, go watch. And even if you just like rock, go watch. But if you like jazz, it's probably not going to be your place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be for you. But speaking of jazz, or not really, what am I saying? Why do I keep trying to make segues that really don't work? But speaking of music, I guess, we have Maroon 5 with special guest Julia Michaels, September 29th, 2018. That is from 8 to 11. And I've learned this recently, is concerts have to end at 11. I don't know. I don't remember the reasoning why, but they have to end, because if they don't, the band gets fined. That's going to be the PGPG Paints Arena, 1001 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15219. If you don't know where that's at, it's where the Penguins play. All right, get your life together. If you live in Pittsburgh and you don't know where it is, come on.
Yep.
So three-time Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum band Maroon 5 has announced the first details of their upcoming 2018 world tour produced by Live Nation, because, of course, everything is produced by Live Nation when it comes to music industry, which is happening in conjunction with the release of their highly anticipated new studio album, Red Pill Blues.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, go watch Maroon 5.
Yeah, you know? And speaking of Maroon 5, he was announced last week that he'll be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in February.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's going to be he was selected to be the singer for the upcoming Super Bowl, and fans in Atlanta are critical about it.
Why are they critical about it, Ryan? Tell me.
Because there are other Atlanta people that could have played in the Super Bowl halftime show.
All right, I mean, all right, that's fair. All right, so let's talk about Atlanta music artists. and see if there was better candidates. So, I mean, for me personally, I mean, I have nothing, no problem with him. But, you know, he's pretty good. Okay, so we're talking Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we also have T.I., Gucci Mane, TLC, Ludacris, Goody Mob, Jerome Dupree, Lil Jon, Andre 3000. All right, now if he would have played the Super Bowl halftime show, that would have been phenomenal. Andre 3000, oh my God. Young Jeezy, Usher, Big Boy. All right, first off, just really quickly, do you know who, like, what I'm talking about whenever I say Andre 3000?
No.
Okay. All right. Here, I'll get you. I forget the name of the song exactly, and I know I'm gonna hate myself, but we're gonna find out here. So, all right. So the biggest one he probably has is "Hey Yeah" by Outkast. He was an Outkast.
Yeah.
So, Andre 3000. Who else do we have? Killer Mike, Sugarland. Now that probably would be who they want to play because Sugarland's a quality act. There's Ying Yang Twins, Monica, Sierra. Oh my God. There's so many people from Atlanta. Oh, there's Lil Yachty, Dungeon Family, Xscape, Crisscross, John Mayer, Black, or sorry, is that an 8? That's probably an 8. Organized Noise. I'm done. There's a lot of people from Atlanta. I can see why they're upset, why they picked Maroon 5. There's a lot of other people they could have respectively also put on a pretty swag and or awesome halftime show,
yeah.
Including the Zac Brown Band. That is also in there.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I didn't think I would, like, I didn't realize how many people from Atlanta, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, if you're an Atlanta viewer that somehow managed to come across this radio show, we are so sorry that you're not getting the artists that you so wish to listen to, because you're getting Maroon 5.
Maroon 5's not bad, though. Let's not forget that, okay?
Yeah, Maroon 5's good.
Yeah, all right, geez, but there were other quality artists in which you could have picked from.
Yeah.
But speaking of sports, wow, that's a good one, Ryan. You're getting in there. This is a good segue. I keep announcing them, so go ahead. Since you had the segue and we're talking about sports, what do we got next?
The Pittsburgh Penguins versus the Washington Capitals in a... forget what the matchup is called. It's the match before the Stanley Cup Finals. The Penguins are rematching to avenge their playoff loss.
Even if it really doesn't matter now, but, you know, go Penguins.
Yep. Their season opener is October 4th, 2018, 7 to 10 p.m.
Oh, that's the season opener?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty... Okay, that's intense then. All right, I'll give it to him. All right, it counts. I thought it was still a preseason game. That's why I was like, I mean, it really doesn't matter. But all right, that's a regular season game. Okay.
Yeah, their season opener. They play at PPG Paints Arena, which is very obvious, as we mentioned earlier.
I would hope so. I mean, if they played, like, at Heinz Field, it'd be a little weird. Not gonna lie.
I'm excited. I'm hoping to secure some Penguin tickets this year.
Yeah, what you looking to, like, any specific games, or you just want to go to the Penguins game in general?
I just want to go to the Penguins game in general.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's from what I remember, and just from my personal experience, I think the best games to watch are first baseball.
Yeah,
at PNC Park, mostly because it's a phenomenal park, and I mean, you really don't have to watch baseball. There's just a lot of stuff to do at the park, and you hang out for 9 innings, right?
Yeah, even though the Pirates are. The recent report last month said they are an average team.
Well, yeah, they are an average team. This isn't sports or anything like that, but they're an average team, yes.
Yes.
But they have a phenomenal park. Yeah. But then we have the Penguins. I think that's the second best game to watch because you actually go there to watch the sport, and it's exciting. And the stadium is still pretty awesome as well. And then you have Heinz Field.
Yeah, where Steelers are taking on a lot of drama right now.
It's Heinz Field. I don't know. Just football to me isn't really no sport is fun to me for me to watch. But anyway, I just feel like Heinz Field's like last in the arenas. But anyway, so they take them on. Washington Capitals, defending Stanley Cup champions, and just see if the Penguins can knock them off their high horses and start another run of their own. It won't be a three-peat, but hey, it'll still be a third cup that they're gonna get. I believe. Yeah. but Puzzle Pandemonium also, if you're not into sports and you're more into puzzles like myself, I'm not really into puzzles, but I'd say like strategy, like, or puzzle games. But anyway, it's the Carnegie Library downtown in business. It's the downtown Carnegie Library. Okay, it's at 612 Smith Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. Feed your brain and your mood, because you can always feed your mood to feel better or worse. According to Jan L. Bowen, dopamine is produced when doing puzzles. Did not know that. That's pretty interesting. Did you know that? No?
No, and dopamine assists in our ability to concentrate, be optimistic, have confidence, and increase our memories.
So I guess we got to go start doing puzzles. Maybe that's what we'll do. Like every week, we'll just have a puzzle that we slowly do, like a 25-piece puzzle.
Yeah.
That we do on the show.
Yeah. Even though nobody can see it.
Yeah, exactly. Have confidence, increase your memory, like you said. So come as you are, on your own or in a group. You can go alone. You can come in a group. As they just said, I repeated the words. You know, I just put them in a different order. That's what we do. And you can join us for a health. Well, join them for a healthy variety of puzzles every first Saturday of the month. Period, question mark. I assume you copy and paste it, and that's just redonkulous. How do you have a period and a question mark? Come on, guys. Get yourself together.
Yeah.
But that's pretty fun. Even if you just want to go do a puzzle by yourself, or you're going to make some friends and your puzzle friends, that's awesome, too, because who doesn't love doing a puzzle?
Yeah. And speaking of puzzles, we also have Italian heritage.
Okay, stop. Stop.
What?
Just stop.
What?
Look, I understand I've been doing it, but speaking of puzzles, let's move on to Italian Heritage Day.
Wow.
How does that make sense? Like, you, like I can understand how we can try to make this work with puzzles,
but you just
went straight from puzzles to Italian heritage. That does not work.
Yeah, we got to work on our segues, man.
Yeah, I know we have to work on our segues, but that one does not work at all. Speaking of the puzzling together, puzzle pieces which make up America, there you go. That's a pretty good segue. You had to reach for it, grasp for some straws, but the straws were there, and I got the long one. Now we can talk about Italian Heritage Day.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow, thanks, Charles. It is on October 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Heinz History Center at 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222.
Oh, I take my triple twos, I see.
Yep.
I mean, everything's apparently happening at the Heinz History Center.
Yeah.
For quality place, I guess.
I guess big venue? I don't know.
I mean, it's the History Center, so it only makes sense to have historical events happen there.
Yeah. And in honor of Italian Heritage Month, local community groups and museum staffs will facilitate educational activities on every floor of the museum. Activities are conceived in a manner that will allow all members of the family to work together to learn about Italian-American history and culture. Intergenerational participation is encouraged, so bring tu madre, tu padre, tu nonna, tu nonno, tu zia, tu zio, e tutti i tuoi fratelli, sorelle, e cugini.
And that was Let's Learn Italian with Ryan. That was brutal. Like, I would do no better, but I'm just saying, like, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take some guesses here. I'm going to go to an Italian translator, and we're going to see what each of those mean. All right, are you ready for this?
Sure.
All right. All right, so I got Italian to English on Google, of course. So we're going for, what are we going for first? Tu e madre.
Your mother.
Your mother? Are we positive of that?
Yes.
All right, let's go and enter that text. And it is your mother. All right, so we're going to go tu e padre.
Your father.
It's your father. I'm gonna also just guess that due to my Spanish background. Tu e nonna.
Your grandmother.
Grandmother? Ooh, see, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like that. I'm definitely going to go with grandmother, but I'm not going to be surprised if it's sister. Yeah, but it's your grandmother. So, tuna no no.
Your grandfather.
Clearly grandfather. Tua zia. All right, where are we going for that?
Aunt and uncle.
Aunt and uncle. Dude, like, do you know way more Italian than I know you do?
I'm just guessing here, man.
No, zia is aunt.
I said aunt.
I thought you said uncle.
I said aunt.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Gosh, man. Don't gotta get so offensive. Then ua zio is then your uncle. Uz tutti i tua fratilla. Wow, first off, it just sounds like a pasta dish. That was totally uncalled for. I didn't mean to offend anyone. And what does that mean?
I have no clue.
It means, and all of your brothers, and I'm going to assume, and all of your sisters. Wow, we dissected that sentence like champs. So,
yep.
Intergenerational participation is encouraged, so this is the English version. So, bring your mother, father, aunt, uncle, no, grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, and all of your brothers and all of your sisters. There we go. Continue now.
Yep. Activities will include bocce, arts and crafts.
Bocce.
Bocce. Arts and crafts, Italian genealogy, live cooking demos, and more.
So you mean I can learn how to make gnocchi all by myself?
Yeah, I guess.
That's awesome. Right, so what's your favorite noodle? Like, or pasta in, like, that area?
Oh, you just gave me a good question, man.
Look, it's hard hitting. That's what I'm here for.
What are those wheels called?
The wheel. Oh God. Let's find that out real quick. You mean the ones that kind of look like honeycombs, right?
Sort of. It's not diddling because that's really tiny. I'm talking about the medium size.
Bonza. Oh, Rotelli.
Yeah, the ones that has like the spokes in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's called Rotelli.
Yeah.
So that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. My favorite is gnocchi because I'm German and Italian. Not Italian. Gosh darn it. I am German and Irish, so I like me some potatoes. Plus, gnocchi is just nice. It has like that little bit of a crunch on the outside. It's not always, but it has a nice chew to it. I don't know. It's just it's really good. Get yourself some gnocchi.
Yep. And children 17 and under get into the museum for free on Italian Heritage Day, which, if you missed it, it is on October 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Heinz History Center.
And you don't even have to be Italian to get in for free.
Yeah.
Just you got to be 17 and under. We can't get in for free. Looks like we can't go. Plus, I don't think we would probably go in the first place.
Yeah.
yeah, go check it out. It's cool. I mean, we've talked about all these other Heritage Days, and now we got Italian Heritage Day. So go learn to make some pasta and other Italian foods that aren't just generically pasta. And prove me wrong in all of my culinary activities. And learn some Italian, too, so you can come back and you can interpret for us for the next Italian story that we have. Speaking of stories, though, we're going to talk about the real story, R-E-E-L. It's a free movie. All right, it's going to be October 9th, 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. That makes no sense. It's going to be at the library again, downtown, Carnegie, of course. It's 612 Smithfield Street, Pittsburgh, PH, 15222's event website, carnegielibrary.org/CLP_location/downtown-business. The Downtown and Business Branch hosts free movies on Tuesdays starting at 12:15 p.m. Please join them for this week's film. Call 412-281-7141 for more information. What's the film? Oh, okay. It's down here. All right, cool. So here's the description of the film. How about Ryan? Okay. So there's still no film that says that is saying what it is. So how about you read this, and I'm going to go and look up this film.
All right. Good luck with that.
So here's the description of the unnamed film.
Yep. When a mother gives birth to her third baby, she wasn't expecting to hire help with the newborn, but her brother contracts the services of a young nanny on her behalf. The two women get to know each other better and begin to form an unexpected bond, although the relationship is not always smooth sailing, starring Charlize Theron and Mackenzie Davis, and is copyrighted 2018.
The real story. Okay, so it's not Coco. It's not Quiet Place. What is this? Oh, nope, got it. It's Tully. So it's 95 minutes when a mother gives birth to her third baby. Yep, okay. So the movie title is Tully. But after that, wow, there's some really cool stories or things coming up. I think that these were probably already done because I assume they're going in descending order. But let's just go ahead and make sure here. Open link in your tab. So we might have... I'm going to read you off all the things either you missed or are upcoming. Oh, yeah, October 30th. There we go. Okay, cool. So if you go to Tully on that Tuesday, the next Tuesday is going to be Book Club. And then after that, you got A Quiet Place, which if you've not seen A Quiet Place, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want it. Like, there was a guy eating popcorn next to me. I wanted to murder him because I thought I was going to die. And then after that, there's Coco to finish it all off. So you got some good, well, maybe not family friendly, but you got some quality movies coming up, starting with, of course, Tully. So go head down there and go see a good movie. I mean, these are good movies and they're free. So who doesn't want to see those? You have to wait a little bit, but whatever.
Yeah.
You going to try to think of a segue?
No.
Play the segue game?
All right. No, I'm not going to bother.
What? Real talk? All right, so let's see. All right, so we got real talk. We're talking about movies. So you know what's just as good as... You know what's just as good as movies?
United Way's Games for Good.
Sure. Why not? I was going to say games, but yes, that was close. Yeah.
Yeah. It is on October 9th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center at 1000 Fort Duquesne Boulevard, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. United Way's Games for Good, in partnership with First National Bank, is an opportunity for volunteers and professionals to help local kids learn about healthy habits and have some fun doing physical activities.
I love physical activity.
Yep. And when kids are active and make healthier food choices, they're more successful in school and in life. By playing games and having fun, you can have a serious impact on the life of local kids, a great time, and it's for a great cause.
Who doesn't love a great cause?
Yeah.
So you got physical activity. You got the three like pillars of a good time, right? You got physical activity, you got health, you got food. Okay, you got like four or five pillars of a good time. You got food, and you got playing games. All right. Oh wait, no, five pillars of greatness, and you got a great cause. Who doesn't love it?
Yeah.
who doesn't love it? I don't know what kind of, like, I assume it's all just going to be, like, healthy stuff, so you, like, you know, learn in, like, fun ways to get in shape and all that, except that they're kids still, so they're always active instead of adults looking that up and being like, oh, man, I want to do that, but I'm not going to.
Yep, and there's also one other thing.
Oh, there are.
Volunteers will lead children through activities, games, and stations that promote fitness and fun. Sign up and join other young professionals to make a difference.
So make a difference. Do that. If you're wondering where you can sign up, it's bit.ly/gamesforgood2018. I don't know why it was so difficult for me to say bit.ly. However, so go sign up and make an impact. Have, I don't know, I mean, just, it's, again, we always say this, or I always say this about events. It's just going to be a good time, and who doesn't like a good time? There's so much rain and depression. Like, cause, okay, so this is something that recently happened, right? So it's Pittsburgh, right? Yeah. So, like, whenever it got cold finally, I was driving over to the island to work, and I looked out, and I was like, this is what college is. Cold, depressed, and dark.
Yep.
But it was still a good time.
Yep.
Because
yep.
That's just what college feels like to me. And also, I mean, just weather-wise, I love the cold way more than I love the warm, so... I might be alone in that boat, but I assume most people are also tired of the warm because they've just been so golly gosh darn warm.
Like I don't mind warm weather when like spring and summer hits, but when it starts to get a little uncomfortable towards the fall,
right? Whenever it's supposed to be cold, or whenever it decides, you know what, I want to snow, but I'm still hot, so it's just rain instead. Nobody likes rain.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot here lately.
It's been raining a lot. In a lot of places. So, but yes, rain sucks. Snow also sucks, but I feel like the rain causes a lot more damage than snow. Because I feel like there's definitely flood insurance more than there's flash blizzard insurance.
Yeah, and...
Is that even a thing? It probably is a thing, but...
I don't know.
Probably like your upstates, like near Canada.
Yeah, and I remember, like, that snowstorm that we... I don't know if it was a snowstorm, but we actually had a snow day... last year, which was phenomenal.
Yeah. Do you like your snow days?
Oh, yeah, man. No school, no work.
I got nothing to say to that. I was going to make fun of you, but I had nothing to like. I had no ammunition for it, so I had nothing there. But with the cold times coming in, you got to go inside and still be able to have fun and activity and activitize. So go the United Way's Games for Good. And that's it. I mean, really, I got nothing else to say there. But also, don't forget our sponsor this week for telescopes. Go ahead, look at the night sky or in the day sky. I didn't mention that before, but if you're looking in the day sky with a telescope, you're probably going to lose your eyeballs. So don't do that. And if you do that, don't say it was us because we did not suggest to do that, even though please try it. No, don't try it. and look for aliens. And if you don't want to look for aliens, just look for planets and look for shooting stars because everything's so pretty in space. It's just that's all I can say there. I love space.
Yeah, so do I.
So pick up your telescopes today.
And something you're going to want to tune in next week because I'm actually going to be playing something special with Logan Carney. We're actually going to have a small debate because I challenged him to a debate when we were working on an Army TV show last week.
Wow. So, I can't wait. If you can tell my enthusiasm, I'm going to hate myself next week because I have to listen to this. You're going to hate yourself more because you have to listen to it.
I promise it'll be short.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be short. It's you and Logan. I'm going to have to be, like, am I allowed to, like, interject and be, like, the debate, like,
yes.
Corraler?
Yes.
Whatever that's called, the intervention person?
Yes.
Okay, well, jeez, man, you don't got to yell like that. I understand I was loud before, but gosh.
Yeah. Yes, you are allowed to intervene.
What's the debate about?
That's still to be decided on.
So you're just having you're just going to come in and argue with each other, essentially, then? Or are you going to have, like, an actual topic? Like, I need something Pittsburgh-related.
It's
Pittsburgh's newest.
Yeah, it's, if probably do something like hockey or something.
Hockey?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's getting cold. Hockey season's coming around. It's quality.
Don't know if it's gonna be Army or the Penguins, but we will definitely have something quick to talk about.
And maybe both.
Yeah. I promise I'm gonna keep it between 5 to 8 minutes.
I really don't care how long it is, but if you don't win, I don't think I can be your co-host anymore.
Wow, thanks, Charles.
I'm just saying, you have to win the debate.
Yeah.
Just out there, people, would you still be friends with someone who lost the debate that he organized on his own show?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I don't think so. Yeah, exactly. So I don't think I could co-host anymore. I couldn't be having my name sullied by this fine, exquisite show not being fine as exquisite.
Yeah. All right, we actually have to wrap up here, but tune in next week when I decide to, when I go up against Logan Carney in a sport debate, it is going to be pretty exciting. Charles, you got to keep the hype up, man.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're not really excited, but hopefully, I will.
Oh, no, I'm excited. I know it's going to be a lot of yelling eventually.
Yeah, and you might have to monitor the audio control so we don't get ridiculously loud. But with that, we have to sign off here. But thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week.
Toodaloo.